My Philip Semple PLL 50 urgent care today. Date is 05/09/2022. Dictation is for Kelly Rome. Rome spells R-E-O-M-E. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 09/26/1969. This is a 52-year-old here with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Got worse today. So she decided to come in, period. Stated that pain is approximately 6 out of 10, increased with swallowing. Said pain is non-radiating, is confined to her throat, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. She reports headache. She described headache as pressure-like, not the worst of her life, gradual onset. It's located in her cheeks and frontal sinus region, period. She denies trauma. Next line, next paragraph. Patient reports runny nose. Says she has green discharge from her nose. Next paragraph. Patient reports fever. Next line, patient reports cough. Said cough is non-productive, dry. Denies blood. Blood is sputum with cough, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports increased temperature. She said she did not measure it, but said she felt hot, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 148 over 84. Pulse 84. Respiration 16. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge, edematous and erythematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile with mild erythema, no exudates, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion for upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, tends to cranial nerves, tooth thin, is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affects a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Number 2, odynophagia. Number 3, acute sinusitis. Number 4, cough. Number 5, acute bronchitis, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did a strep test and a flu test. Flu A and flu B were both negative. Strep test was positive for strep group A. Next paragraph, patient received the following in clinic. Procefin, 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 15 minutes. After which she was re-evaluated and she reports no problems with the medication. She says she's beginning to feel a little better. She was discharged with work excuse until 5/11/2022. Patient works at a school and her condition is contagious. She was sent home with the following medication, XYZ mouthwash. She would gag for 20 mils every morning and spit out. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Please include medication refills as part of our assessment. Patient requested medication refill as follows, and these were given to her. Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril/HCTZ, 20 milligrams/25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Patient was advised about the need for labs. Our last labs was done here in July of 2021. She has been promising to have blood drawn, but has not. She says she's been very busy and keeps forgetting. We had a discussion about having labs drawn as soon as possible because of our history and the medication she takes. We want to assess her liver and kidney status, as well as a check for glucose, to check for cholesterol. She says she understands and will make an appointment to have it done as soon as possible. End of dictation.